بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنهما شهدا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه and سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه, both these great Sahaba, they both testify that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من قال لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر صدقه ربه فقال لا إله إلا أنا وأنا أكبر. That whoever says there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah is the greatest, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms this by saying لا إله إلا أنا وأنا أكبر. There is no deity worthy of worship besides me and I am most great. وَإِذَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ قَالَ يَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا وَحْدِي لَا شَرِيكَ لِي. And then when the person says that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and he has no partner, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is no deity worthy of worship besides me alone and I have got no partners. So Allah ta'ala affirms the statement that this person had made. And then, وَإِذَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا لِيَ الْمُلْكُ وَلِيَ الْحَمْدُ. Then when the person sees there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, and for him is kingdom, for him is praise, Allah ta'ala says, yes, there is no deity worthy of worship besides me, and for me belongs the kingdom, or to me belongs the kingdom and praise. And then when the person says, وَإِذَا قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِي. That there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, and there is no strength and there is no power except with Allah. There is no turning away from sins, and there is no ability to do good except with the will of Allah. قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِي. Allah Ta'ala affirms this and Allah says, there is no deity worthy of worship besides me, and there is no strength, there is no power except with me. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, مَنْ قَالَهَا فِي مَرَضِهِ ثُمَّ مَاتَ لَمْ تَتْعَمْهُ النَّارِ. This dua that we read now, whoever reads this in his sickness, thereafter he passes away, the fire of Jahannam will not eat him. The fire of Jahannam will not afflict him. Rawahu Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasan. So it's a beautiful, simple dua. Many times a person is very ill, doctors lose hope, and the person is he's still able to read and to make some dua. We should try and make him read this. There are four parts to this dua. The first one, La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Second part, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. The third part, لا إله إلا الله له الملك وله الحمد. The fourth one, لا إله إلا الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Straightforward, these are duas that we make, or zikr or tasbih that we recite all the time. لا إله إلا الله, that's the first kalima, والله أكبر. Then is the fourth kalima, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. It's broken in two parts. لا إله إلا الله له الملك وله الحمد. And لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Allah affirms each statement that the person makes, because Allah is most great, Allah is most powerful. There is no being worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person is now saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He is claiming or he is reciting the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. And the person who is ill, he is sick, and he reads his dua and then he passes away. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fire of Jahannam won't affect him. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.